Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to say a few words about creating the conditions for awakening. And in that regard, I'm going to start by reading a poem by Rachel Naomi Remen, the title of which is Everything Has a Deep Dream. She writes, I've spent many years learning how to fix life, only to discover at the end of the day that life is not broken. There's a hidden seed of greater wholeness in everyone and everything. We serve life best when we water it and befriend it, when we listen before we act. In befriending life, we do not make things happen according to our own design. We uncover something that is already happening in us and around us, and create conditions that enable it. Everything is moving towards its place of wholeness, always struggling against odds. Everything has a dream of its own fulfillment. So to repeat in the third stanza, she wrote, In befriending life, we do not make things happen according to our own design. We uncover something that is already happening in us and around us, and create conditions that enable it. This creating conditions is what a Zendo is for. It's what our practices are for. And it's why we practice together. By sitting Zazen, walking Kin Hin, by keeping a spacing a half a step behind, by ringing the bells and clapping the clappers in the right way at the right time, by doing the chants with attention and energy, by placing our shoes neatly on the shoe stand, by studying together, and by supporting each other's practice, we are creating the conditions to help us uncover who we really are. All of these activities are our collective efforts to uncover the hidden seed of greater wholeness. Each activity, as elementary as it may seem, if approached with care and attention, presents the opportunity for awakening. At the same time, the aggregate of these activities creates a container which promotes awareness of what is naturally happening all around us. Remen wrote that the seed of our greater wholeness is hidden, and so we create these conditions to uncover it. In fact, the seed of our greater wholeness, our true nature, is not hidden in the usual sense. It has always been right here in front of us. But we prevent ourselves from seeing it because we are lost in a dream created by the activity of our minds. Zen Master Sun San said, quote, Human beings come into this world empty-handed and go empty-handed. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Are you clear about this? He says. He goes on to say that life is like a floating cloud which appears, and death is like a floating cloud which disappears. The floating cloud itself does not exist. Coming, going, life, and death are the same as the floating cloud. If you realize that, then you realize what it means to be a human being. To be a human being means originally you are nothing. Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Thinking, the activity of your mind is what makes everything appear. You appear, I appear, everything appears. If the activity of your mind stops, everything disappears, and we are left with our original humanity, which is nothing. When we have become nothing, we are ready to awaken, to experience the seed of our greater wholeness. directly, not via thinking. For all these reasons, it is vital that we work together to maintain the conditions and the practices which support a still mind. In doing this, we will allow ourselves the opportunity to gain access beyond our busy everyday mental activity, and thereby access the opportunity to realize the seed of our greater wholeness.